Unit 6, page 113. Reading. What you see is not always what you get.
Is yellow bitter like a grapefruit, sweet as a pineapple, or sour like a lemon? We know from experience that the visual taste of food can be just as important as the ingredients in a dish. Associating the taste of food with its color starts from the very first time babies start eating solid food. It is a well-known truth that we eat with our eyes as well as with our mouths. If something looks good, it's expected to taste good. Imagine a roast dinner with gravy that looks too thin or too thick. If it's too thin, we expect it to be watery and tasteless. If it's too thick, we expect it to be dry. Before we even take the first bite, we are convinced that we won't enjoy it, even though it might be cooked to perfection. The same applies to color. For thousands of years, human beings have relied on visual cues to help determine what is edible. The color of fruit suggests whether it is ripe, the color of meat whether it is fresh. Flavor researchers sometimes use colored lights to influence the visual cues during taste tests. Studies have shown that there is a connection between the color of food and how we think it tastes. Brightly colored foods frequently seem to taste better than bland-looking foods, even when the flavor compounds are identical. Foods whose color has been modified somehow often seem less tasty. For example, in one study, participants were initially given 2 cups of the same orange juice, with 1 cup darkened with food coloring. Those who drank the colored juice claimed there were differences in taste that did not actually exist. However, when the 2 groups were later given 2 cups of orange juice that were the same color, with 1 cup sweetened with sugar, the same people failed to perceive taste differences. In other words, participants thought that the orange juice tasted different when there was no actual taste difference, just because it was a slightly different color. An example of how color affects our appetite can be seen in a study carried out in the 70s. Participants in the study were seated in a room where they were served steak and French fries. What they weren't told was that the room was equipped with special lighting that affected the color of the food. Although the food looked normal in the special lighting, the researchers eventually changed the lighting and revealed that the steak had been dyed blue and the French fries were green. Upon seeing the unusual color of the food, many participants in the study immediately lost their appetites and felt ill, although they had found the food tasty just a few seconds before. Trying to take advantage of the role that color plays on consumers, a well-known company manufactured ketchup that was aimed at a younger clientele. This line included green, purple, pink, orange, and even blue colored ketchups. Although this attempt initially proved successful, the company has stopped manufacturing these ketchups and is once again focusing on the more traditional red. Another example is the introduction of the colorless cola in 1992. Many consumers found it difficult to adjust to a colorless cola, some claiming that it had a lemon-lime taste, although no such flavors were added, once again proving that looks affect our perception of taste. So, how can we overcome our initial response to food that looks different from what we know? Our eyes send messages to the brain, and if that message is that what we are about to eat does not look appetizing, it will be a hard job convincing our taste buds otherwise. However, Being more open-minded and not judging a book by its cover may be the first step in giving first impressions a second chance.